Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, it will be Fayetteville's basketball to start this second half as they'll be moving right to left for the last two quarters of play. They lead Mountain Home 31-16 in this girls' matchup. Again, forgive me tonight. I'm getting used to this, to the fact that that they're using the shot clock in this game tonight. Again, I guess that's some teams are choosing to do that. But again, Arkansas Activity Association is not using that as an official rule until 2 years later, which will be the 2022-2023 season. So both teams out on the floor after getting their last-second instructions from their coaches. Claudia Bridges will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline for the Lady Bulldogs. She gets into Ariana Seda, and we're back underway. Seda into the front court. Mounts home in the half court man-to-man. Ball goes to Cox and whistle, stoppage of play. Oh, they haven't started the clock yet. They have some clock issues tonight. I don't know if it's just because of the trying to get used to the shot clock or what, but okay, make sure they're good to go. They're going to start off with 8 minutes all over again, and we're going to start back up. All right, so here we go. Seda into the front court, gives it to Cox over on the left side to Byers. Byers is going to dribble down into the corner, going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound. She can't get the foul to go. And this time the rebound comes to Annie Norcross, and she's fouled from behind. So
I agree with you. It's good. Because I don't think you're going to win this bet. I think this one's good.
That foul's... Fouls on Jayla Johnson, I believe. Yes. No. I didn't catch who the foul was on, but that is Fayetteville's first team foul of the night. Okay, they gave it to Carly Johnson. Here is Mullen back the other way for Mount Home. Up top to Jackson, down to Gilbert in the left corner. Dangerous pass, but Gilbert's able to jump up and crowd. She will give it to Mullen down on the low block to Norcross, going into the lane for the layup. Oh, it bounced around the rim, would not fall, and Fable comes up with the rebound. Seda coming back quickly the other way, going coast to coast for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound, kicks out to Bridges in the left corner. She dribbles out to the wing, pulls up for the three-pointer, and gets it. Claudia Bridges with 14 points on the night. 34-16, Lady Bulldogs leading it. 7:08 left of the third quarter. Here is Gilbert with ball on the right wing. Looks like Fayetteville's going with a 2-3 zone. Ball goes down to Jackson in the left corner. She drills out to the wing, gives it up top to Mullen. Over to Yates at the free throw line. Her jumper, good. Addison Yates with 12 points on the night. 6:50 left of the third quarter. 34-18, Fayetteville leading it. Here is Bridges back the other way, dribbling to the right wing. Now it goes up to the top. Now she's going down to the left elbow, pulls up for the jumper, and she gets it. Boy, she's been lining it up tonight. She now has 16 points. 36-18, Lady Bulldogs leading it. About 6.5 minutes left to play in this third quarter, excuse me. Gilbert dribbling to the right wing. Now gives up top to Yates. Yates will drill to the right side. Now goes near the corner. Cross-court pass to Mullen in the left corner. Mullen's going to drill down into the lane. Finds Norcross on the low block. Now kicks out to Jackson on the left side. Jackson's going to drill down. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball goes to Yates in the left corner. Yates drills out to the wing. Now goes up top. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Pass was knocked away. Jackson's able to get it. 4 seconds left. Now her pass is knocked away. And that's going to be a shot clock violation as the ball goes into the backcourt. And that is Mount Holmes' 10th turnover of the night. 5:55 left to play in the third quarter. Fayetteville gets the ball back, leading by 18. Seda into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Now she goes down into the paint. Tries to give it to Cox. She mishandles the pass, and the ball is stolen by Cameron Mullen. Mullen's back the other way, gives it to Gilbert on the right wing. Dribbles towards the corner, gives it there to Jackson. Jackson finds Norcross on the low block. Norcross goes up for the jumper off the glass, right over Rachel Cox, and good. Annie Norcross with her first 2 points of the night. Back quickly comes Bridges. She's dribbling up to the top. Mounts home once again in a man-to-man defense. Bridges will throw it to Seda on the left side. Seda dribbles towards the elbow. Now kicks it over to Carly Johnson. Johnson dribbles the elbow. Now goes down into the lane. Tries to give it to Cox. She misses and handles another pass. Ball goes out of bounds. And that will be Fayetteville's ninth turnover of the night. Cox will come out of the game as she is replaced by Delaney Bowers. 5:13 left to play in this third quarter. Mounts home with the ball, trailing 36-20. Gilbert into the front court for Mounts home. Drills to the right side. Gives it there to Yates. Now Gilbert has in the corner. Now Gilbert drills out to the wing. Throws up top to Mullen. Over to Jackson on the left side. Down the corner to Norcross. Her three-pointer misses everything. And the rebound is controlled by Carly Johnson. She's quickly back the other way for Fayetteville. Throws over on the right side to Byers. She's going to try for the long three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes to Kay Jackson. Back comes Mountain Home. 4:44 left to play in the third quarter. Oh, the ball was knocked away, but they're going to say Jackson last touched it at before it went out of bounds. And so that will be Mountain Home's 11th turnover of the night. With 4:41 left to play in the third quarter. Carly Johnson checks out of the game for Fayetteville. She's replaced by Jayla Johnson. 36-20, Fayetteville with the ball in the lead. Seda dribbles up to the top, now goes down towards the paint. Kicks out to Bridges on the right side. She quickly puts up the three-pointer and gets another one. Boy, Claudia Bridges, man, she is just, she's just lighting it up tonight. Again, she's already signed with North Alabama, who's one of the new members of Division I. Ball goes to Kate Jackson on the left side, thought about the three. Now goes cross-court to Mullen on the right. Finds Yates just outside the paint. Back to Mullen in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. Jayla Johnson gets the rebound quickly. Back the other way. She comes for Fayetteville. Johnson going into the lane. Going in for the layup. No good. And a late blocking foul called. Wow. I'll tell you, it was like she was waiting to see if the ball was going to go in the basket. Kay Jackson picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. So with 4 minutes such play in the third quarter, it will be Jayla Johnson at the free throw line. So far, she is 2 of 3 with 6 points. First free throw, no good. Lauren Waymire and Amelia Rucker checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Annie Norcross and Cameron Mullen. So one more free throw for Jayla Johnson. Second shot is up, and she gets the second one. She gets one of two. She now has 7 points. 40-20, Fayetteville leading it. 4 minutes left of the third quarter. Yates inbounds it to Gilbert. Fayetteville once again going with a zone press. Ball goes back to Yates. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert gets it across the timeline. Dribbles on the left side. Now goes up to the top. Finds Jackson on the right. Cross court over on the left side to Rucker. Rucker gives it to Yates up at the top. Yates drills towards the free throw line. Now throws back to Rucker. Now over to Yates on the low block. She's going to go down to the lane. Now kicks it to Gilbert, who's going in for the layup. Now they're going to say she was fouled from behind before the basket. So Mount Tom will inbound it with a fresh 35. That foul is on Ariana Seda. That's her second personal foul, team foul number two against Fayetteville. 3:31 left to play in the third quarter. Gilbert takes the inbound pass, finds Waymeyer on the low block. Her jumper is blocked. Fayetteville comes up with the basketball, but then they turn it right back over, and back comes Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert back the other way, dribbling in the right corner. Finds Yates on the low block. She's going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 3:14 left to play in this third period. Allison Byers picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Bulldogs.
I've been teaching for 7 years. You can't fool me. Who's this right here? Anna?
Addison Yates will go to the free throw line, where so far she is 3 of 4. She misses the first.
Is that here in Fayetteville or
Parkville? And actually she gets the first free throw, misses the second. And back comes Fayetteville. Seda going into the lane for the layup. No good. Bowers gets the offensive rebound. She goes back up with it. Shot was partially blocked, and Yates comes up with the basketball, and back comes Mountain Home. Yates into the front court, throws over on the right corner to Rucker. Rucker will dribble out to the wing. Now gives in the corner to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble out to the wing now. Now goes towards the lane, going up for the running jumper, gets it. Kay Gilbert with her first 2 points of the night. 40-23, Fayetteville leading it. 2:33 left to play in the third quarter. Bridges quickly back the other way. She's going to pull up on the left side for the jumper. No good. I don't know if the ball was partially blocked, but she's able to chase down the rebound. Ball goes up top to Allison Byers, and she gets the three. Allison Byers with 8 points. 43-23, Fayetteville leading it. 2:13 left to play in this third quarter. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling up at the top. Gives it to Rucker in the left corner. Rucker will drill towards the elbow, kicks up top to Yates. Yates going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. Rebound is controlled by Bowers, and back on the Lady Bulldogs. 1:52 left to play in this third quarter. Bridges quickly into the front court, going into lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Waymire, and back come the Lady Bombers. Gilbert with the ball, dribbling to the free throw line, going into the paint, going up for the turnaround fadeaway. No good. Rebound controlled by Bowers, and back quickly comes Fayetteville. Byers back into the lane, going in towards the elbow. Now kicks up top to Bowers. Bowers going to drill to the low block, and she's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound is not controlled yet. Now a fight for it, and it's going to be a jump ball, and Mounts Home will have it on the possession arrow. Emma Stanton checking in for Fayetteville, 6'2 junior, as she replaces Delaney Bowers. And for Mountain Home, Kay Jackson is going to take a seat. And I believe she'll be replaced by Cameron Mullen. Lucy Spangler checking in for the first time tonight for Fayetteville. She's a 5'7 sophomore. 43-23. Fayetteville leading. Here's Gilbert back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. I think they're going to call that on the floor. She never really got the shot off because she was tripped before she could. So 1:10 left to play in the third quarter. Didn't see who they call that foul on. Okay, so it was on Ariana Seda. That's her third personal foul, team foul number 4. Here is Yates with the ball. She's going into the lane for the layup. Good.
That's goodbye.
Addison Yates with 15 points tonight. 43-25, Fayetteville with the ball in the lead. 52 seconds left in this third quarter. Seda with it, dribbles towards the top, gives it to Byers on the left side. Byers going into the lane. Her layup was blocked, but they're going to say she drew contact as well, so it will be a two-shot opportunity for Allison Byers with 46.4 seconds left. Warren Waymire picks up her second personal foul. That is the second team foul here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. First free throw for Byers is up. No good. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. She has 8 points so far this evening. Second shot for Byers is up and in. She gets one of two. So she now has 9 points. 44-25, Lady Bulldogs leading it. Gilbert into the front court. Emma Wilbur will check in from out to home at the next available time. Gilbert will find Yates in the right corner. 30 seconds left in the quarter, 19 left on the shot clock as Yates dribbles towards the wing, finds Gilbert near the corner. Gilbert's looking to make a move, dribbles to the lane, and she's it looks like Mount Tom's going to be called for an offensive foul, an illegal screen called against Addison Yates. I'm not sure who Leonard's yelling at. He's yelling at the official. He does not like that call at all. That is Addison Yates' fourth personal foul, team foul number 3. Against the Lady Bombers. Well, he's given the official an earful after that call. 21.2 seconds left as Fayetteville gets the ball back, leading by 19. That was Mounts Home's 12th turnover of the night. Here is Seda back the other way, drilling up to the top. Finds Bridges, cutting into the lane. Now gives it to Cox on the low block, who just checked in a moment ago. Her jumper no good, may have been partially blocked. And Mounts Home comes up with the ball. 5 seconds left. Here's Yates into the front court. She's going to pull up for the leading three-pointer. No good, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. 24 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of three. Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 44-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
My stomach.
Don't worry, I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.